This is Drew Scott. We're at the 42nd annual HIA, Hop Hog Industrial Association, Long Island Breakfast. We're talking with Ed Wareheim, who's the supervisor of Smithtown. And Ed, what do you think will be the big topic of discussion today?
Well, I think it's going to be an array of topics because you have senators, you have a congressman, and you have some local elected officials. So I think this is a wonderful venue. It enables us to get up and talk about an array of what's going on in the Smithtown community as well as Long Island. So I think you're going to be, the audience will be very pleased with a myriad of topics this afternoon.
We were talking with John Flanagan a few minutes ago, and he said one of the topics he's going to be talking about is bail reform, but on a more local issue in the town of Smithtown, probably taxes, zoning, those kind of things.
Sure. In Smithtown, it'll be development, it'll be taxes, specifically economic development, which we're working on, from sewers on to downtown business revitalization, and we have an array of all of those things actively going on now, so I'm excited to get up and let the folks know what we're doing in Smithtown.
And of course, the HIA is a great success story in your area as well as in the Islip area.
Yeah, the HIA is an economic driver for Smithtown. It's vitally important to us. We in Smithtown, when we started our administration, have re-engaged with the HIA as far as putting infrastructure money up. We've also attended all the meetings with the Lima plan. We think it's an excellent plan for the future of that park, and we've actually put that Lima plan together with our comprehensive plan, which is underway, and we think that we're going to bring the Hop Hog Industrial Park, now the Innovation Park at Hop Hog, into the future.
That's great news. Ed, thank you so much for talking to us today, and once again, congratulations taking the helm in the town of Smithtown.
Thank you so much, Drew. Thanks very much.
Senate Minority Leader John Flanagan and Senator, everybody's talking about bail reform on Long Island. A lot of horrendous things have happened in the news. How do you want to discuss that today at the HIA breakfast?
So here we are at an economic development, business-oriented function. There's probably going to be 400 people here. This will be the one issue that people are talking about more than anything else. Taxes, energy regulation, all those kinds of things, that'll all be secondary. The bail reform that was brought forward and the criminal justice purported reform that was brought forward by the Democrats, by Governor Cuomo, by the Senate Democrats and the Assembly Democrats, all of which all the Republicans voted against and we debated against vociferously, it is an absolute horrific, awful gem of public policy in their eyes. It is bad for the public. It is bad for law enforcement, bad for our district attorneys, really bad for first responders. It makes the public less safe, and it is a travesty that they acted so precipitously and now are sitting on their hands and saying, well, there's nothing really wrong. The public is awake and they are furious.
Already there's been one loss of life, DWI crash. The person who, according to police, caused that was apparently out without bail on ROR, on his own recognizance. He really should have been behind bars.
No question about it. And, if, you know, today is January 17th. There are more than 17 stories. There are stories all across the state of New York, just people committing heinous crimes. And we believe in reform. We actually do believe in reform. I don't think there should be a distinction between rich and poor. But they didn't talk to anybody who is actually going to administer the law. The mayor of the city of New York, who I'm not a big fan of, came out today and said they're going to have to spend $175 million of new money just to comply with this law. We're talking about releasing heinous criminals. We haven't even talked about discovery, which is another, you know, just hotbed of activity. But this is the issue on people's minds, and rightfully so.
John Flanagan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're talking with Tom Lohman, who is a councilman in the town of Smithtown. And councilman, what do you think is the hot topic today here at the HIA Long Island Breakfast?
Well, I think, you know, you're going to hear a variety of issues that are on a state level. But I also think you're going to start hearing a little bit about what the HIA has been doing in their study, the Lima study that they had done from Smithtown, what we're doing. You know, we've been very involved in the revitalization, so to speak, of the Hop Hog Industrial Park, the rebranding of it, putting in affordable housing where we can now to support the workforce that's inside the Hop Hog Industrial Association. Those are the things that really benefit the town, and that, you know, from my perspective, you know, we'd like to see, we certainly want to support the HIA for all that they do for the town. They bring in a big tax base to the town. They help defray the costs in our school districts, and specifically the Hop Hog School District. So I think working hand in hand with them is critical. But I'm also going to be interested in hearing what the Senator Flanagan has to say, and certainly County Executive Ballone, on what's going on a state and a county level. And I'd like to hear if they talk about some of the stuff that's happening with bail reform and the impact that that's going to have on all of our communities and the costs that are associated with it.
Tom, thank you so much for talking to us today. Wish you all the best up there on the dais.
Thank you very much, and you have a great day. Thank you.
Mike Fitzpatrick, and you're a state legislator. Continuing the discussions on bail reform as well as pension reform, you've got a lot of good topics to discuss today.
Yeah, we received the little preparation material. Lots of questions. I'm sure we won't get to all of them, but for me, it's all about mandate relief, and I still believe strongly in pension reform. Very hard to get my colleagues to come on board, but the cost structure, the rising cost structure is becoming an increasingly bigger problem for school districts, for townships, and all our municipalities. In spite of this great economy that we're in, probably the strongest economy we've seen in decades, our municipalities are struggling. We have a tax gap because of low inflation. It'll be under 2%. And yet the rising cost pressures are really putting a real squeeze. So, they're adapting by doing more with less, not hiring as many people because the cost of an employee continues to increase. Healthcare, the minimum wage increase has created a cost push situation where wage inflation is rising because of that. Just $1 in a minimum wage in the town of Smithtown, added like $700,000 to the budget. So this has very real impact. And the progressive ideologues up in Albany are not thinking this through. They're not looking at the long-term consequences. They are, pandering to a left-wing base and not understanding the economic consequences of some of these decisions. And they have very long-lasting effects.
Mike Fitzpatrick, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Drew.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you up on the dais.
Thank you. Good to see you.